Hey everybody, welcome back to the Spark Show DFS podcast. I'm your host, Spark Show himself. Today we're going to do another episode of the Dissect the Books with Spark Show. Just like yesterday, this is going to be a college basketball edition. We're going to have the slate for the Saturday games, November 16th. And yesterday we had a good day, went 4-2. All picks against the spread, 5-2 if you count the money line parlay with Lamar and Stony Brook. The podcast yesterday was about 20-30 minutes, and today I want to make it a little bit quicker. Games start at noon, but the games that I am picking start at 2 p.m., so you got a little bit of time left, and there's some college football, so you can do this at your leisure. First, I'm going to go through the games and the picks, and then do each game individually with a little bit of a breakdown. But the first game is at 2 p.m., Belmont. I'm taking the money line. They're 1-point underdogs, but I'm taking the money line there. Next game is a shock lock of the day. Temple Owls -5 at 2 p.m. as well. And then after that, we have Appalachian State -7 at 3:30. Tennessee Volunteers -1 at 5 p.m. And then we have another shot clock at 7 p.m. with Bucknell -5.5. And then the last game on the slate is Loyola Marymount +3 at 10 p.m. So let's get into the games. There will also be, before we get into the games, there will also be a parlay that I'm doing with Temple Owls money line. It started at -220. That has gone to -280. But I'm parlaying that with Loyola Marymount. How many times can I mess up that name? Money line +140. First game, let's get into it. Belmont Bruins are 1-1, 1-point underdogs against Boston College Eagles, who are 3-0. Boston College is the 1-point favorite, and they have wins over Wake Forest and South Florida this year, but South Florida also lost to IUPUI, and Wake Forest only beat Columbia by 2 right after losing to Boston College. And Boston College only had 14 wins last year, so they're 3-0 right now. Wake Forest, UCF, or USF, a little bit bigger name, so they look like the better team just based off of name recognition and off of the record so far. And Belmont lost their head coach from last year and two of their best players, but they are coming off of a 27-win season where they went to the NCAA tournament. And they are also returning 3 starters. Neither team's really good on the glass. Boston College got out-rebounded by Wake Forest, and they also got out-rebounded early on by USF Bulls. And Belmont is a smaller team, so they're not the best rebounding squad, but the Bruins are lights out from 3. If they get some bad bounces, then it will make it tougher on this Boston College team to rebound. So that'll kind of, help the Bruins out. If they're missing threes, then they're going to get some rebounds, jack some more threes up. So that'll kind of even it out. And ultimately, the Bruins are 8-2 against the spread in their last 10 road games. This is a road game for them, so people like to count them out. So give me Belmont money line on the road. This one is looking like it's going to be a longer podcast too, so I'll hopefully speed this up a little bit. The next game on the docket here, we got the Temple Owls 2-0 minus 5 points. This is a shock lock, Sparky's shock locks. It is a lock, pretty self-explanatory, but I put my own little spin on the name of it. They're playing LaSalle Explorers, who are 1-1. The Owls are averaging 13 more points than their opponents this year, which are Drexel and Morgan State. They're 2-0, like I said. They were 23-10 last year. They have two guys that are scoring 15 points or more a game. Those are Nate Pierre-Louis and Quentin Rose. On the other side of the ball, the Explorers' leading scorer is Ed Croswell, who's only averaging 10 points a game, and he's doing that on 61.5% shooting percentage. So that is going to go down this year and hurt their scoring overall. LaSalle ultimately has turned the ball over twice as much as Temple this year. So give me the Temple Owls at -5. Next game, we got Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles 1-3 versus Appalachian State Mountaineers 2-2. The Mountaineers are 7-point favorites, and this game tips off at 3:30. Both of these teams are coming off of a loss from yesterday on Friday. Appalachian State lost at home to Montana State by 3, and Tennessee Tech played at UNC Greensboro, and I took Greensboro -16. They won by 34, so the Golden Eagles went to 1-3 on the year. They continue this road trip tonight against the Mountaineers, or I should say this afternoon because it's at 3:30, but Appalachian State opened up with Michigan and lost by 8, I believe it was. Came back late in that game to make it somewhat closer. They're led by Justin Forrest, who's scoring 23.3 points per game, and they lead the Sun Belt in free throw attempts at 27 per game this year. Like I said yesterday, Tennessee Tech relies on Keyshawn Davidson to facilitate that offense in terms of made field goals and assists, which he is now, I think, 40% of their made field goals this season. He's either making them or assisting on them. But they are playing back-to-back road games here on back-to-back days. App State is going to continue to get to the line, and they are going to probably beat Tennessee Tech by a good 15-20 here. So I'm taking the Mountaineers at -7. Next game, we got Washington Huskies 2-0 versus Tennessee Volunteers 2-0 at 5 o'clock. This is going to be the first meeting between these two teams, and it will take place in Toronto. So nobody has the home court advantage today. Huskies are ranked 20th, and the Volunteers are unranked, but the Volunteers are a 1-point favorite. Both teams see a lot of turnover this year with 4 new starters from both teams, and the Volunteers lose a lot of their production with Admiral Schofield gone, Grant Williams gone, and Jordan Bone gone. But they do have a senior, 2 juniors, and then 2 underclassmen starting for them, whereas the Huskies have 2 juniors, a sophomore, and 2 freshmen starting for them. So they're a little bit younger to start with. Both are coming off of great seasons, but have question marks this year. I don't feel too confidently in this one, but I think Tennessee does squeak away with the win here. So I'm taking Tennessee Volunteers -1. Next game on the slate, we got Bucknell Bison 2-1 versus Canisius Golden Griffins 0-2. This game tips off at 7 p.m. and is the second shock lock of the day. Canisius lost by Brown in their first game, or to Brown in their first game this year by 7 points and 26 to Albany. Both were on the road, and now they are playing their first game at home. Bucknell's 2-1, like I said. Their only loss comes at the hands of Vermont by 3 points. Outside of that, they are averaging 5 points more than their opponents this year. So they are 2-1, one loss, all fairly close. The Bison are first place in the Patriot League in points per game this season with 72.3, where the Golden Griffins are averaging about 10 points less and giving up 79 points to their opponents this year. Bucknell's had a tougher schedule. They look better so far, and the same thing goes for last year. So I'm taking Bucknell Bison at -5.5. The last game starts at 10 p.m. tonight. We got Colorado State Rams 2-1, Loyola Marymount Lions +3, and they are 1-1 this year. Colorado State returns most of their starters, but it is coming off of a 12-win season, so they'll have experience here, but probably not the most talent in the world. Loyola is returning 3 starters, and they're coming off a 22-win season, so they had 10 more wins last year than the Colorado State Rams, and the strength of schedule for both teams was pretty similar. The Lions only lost this year. They're 1-1. Their loss came at the hands of Nevada, who is coming off of a 29-win season. They're not as good this year, but they are still a very quality team. The Lions have 2 cats here scoring above 15 points a game. One of those is sharpshooting Ivan Alapive, who is 7-for-15 from 3 this year and has made all of his shots from the free throw line. And the big thing for me is that Colorado State in their last 5 road games, which they're on the road again this game, they are 1-4 against the spread. So I'm going to take Loyola +3 in this matchup. And that is the last game outside of the parlay, which I said to touch back on that one real quick. Temple Owls money line and Lions Loyola Marymount money line. I'm parlaying that. But to recap the picks, we got the Bruins at money line. They're 1-point underdogs. Temple Owls -5. Appalachian State -7. Tennessee -1, Bucknell Bison -5.5, and Loyola Marymount +3. But that will do it here for the Spark Show on Dissect the Books in the second ever college basketball podcast. It is 11:45 right now. Michigan State kicks off in about 15 minutes, so perfect timing here. Thanks for listening. And good luck today.